Social media censorship. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is an issue the Supreme Court will consider this morning.
It's the most important free speech case in our lifetime.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt was Missouri's attorney general when his state in Louisiana sued the federal government.
They argue the Biden administration's actions to suppress information on social media about the COVID-19 pandemic and the last presidential election amount to censorship. Some of this content included posts suggesting COVID-19 might have been made in a Wuhan lab, posts on mask and vaccine efficiency, and posts regarding the Hunter Biden laptop story. The Biden administration says its efforts with companies like Facebook and X is a cooperative effort to fight misinformation and improve public health.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. Former President Trump caused controversy over the weekend, saying there'd be a bloodbath if he loses the election. His supporters say those words are being taken out of context, but his ex-Vice President Mike Pence tells CBS Face the Nation he will not endorse his old boss after Trump comments calling January 6th Capitol rioters sent to prison hostages.
Well, I think it's very unfortunate at a time that there are American hostages being held in Gaza.
Now, there are new Gaza ceasefire talks underway after Israel raided the largest hospital there again.
The Israeli Defense Forces say senior Hamas operatives have regrouped inside the Al-Shifa hospital and are using it to launch attacks. We're told the Israelis are conducting a precise operation. People nearby report panic, tanks on site, and heavy gunfire all around. According to Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, a fire broke out at the hospital entrance, causing women and children sheltering there to suffocate.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. More than 30 Americans have been rescued from Haiti on the first U.S. charter flight escaping the gang violence that's overrun the country. Russia's president's been reelected again. Vladimir Putin wins a fifth term, getting 87% of the vote, though his critics claim it was hardly a free and fair election. America's listening to Fox News.
It's game day at Jim's house, and the spread is impressive.
Mike's already done some damage with the hot wings, and now he's dropping back and going deep for another slice of pizza.
I sure hope he brought the Pepto.
Mike knows the Pepto-Bismol provides fast, five-symptom relief from unexpected stomach upsets. He's no rookie.
The way he's throwing back those nachos, he's the GOAT.
Be ready for game day with Pepto-Bismol.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Fed's new FedNow system is all about surveillance and control. Secure your assets today with something Washington cannot manipulate. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I recommend diversifying your retirement into a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get a free info kit by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Do this right now. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free info kit from Birch Gold. There's no obligation or purchase required.
Message and data rates may apply.
Well, the Supreme Court takes up a social media case today. A question in Washington also remains, will the Senate join the House approving a bill that could ban TikTok if the social media app does not separate from Chinese ownership?
White House National Security Advisor John Kirby was on ABC's This Week saying it's time for action on TikTok.
We're glad the House took it up, and we urge the Senate to move swiftly on this.
Congressman Mike Gallagher was on CBS's Face the Nation warning of the Chinese government's connection to TikTok.
Every single intelligence community official that testified before the Intelligence Committee last week suggested under its current ownership structure, TikTok is a threat to national security.
Well, Republican Senator J.D. Vance told Fox he appreciates the bill.
But I do worry about how overbroad it is, and I think that's what we have to work on.
And the Senate's busy this week working on bills to keep some of the federal government from shutting down. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Spring break fun on St. Patrick's Day turned into a nightmare in Jacksonville Beach, Florida last night. Shots rang out. One person was killed, two injured. Police still looking for the gunman.
Police officers were getting people away from the scene, and I spoke to two witnesses who said they saw the whole thing. They said they saw two guys arguing in a parking lot with a crowd of people surrounding them. They go on to say that one man was pointing a gun at another man's head. The next thing they heard was 11 shots that went off, and now these two witnesses told me that those bullets hit the man's face.
Nicholas Brooks with Fox 30 TV. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, up nearly 200 points for the NASDAQ after last week's slight declines. It's March Madness time in college basketball in the men's tournament. Defending champion Connecticut, the number one seed, along with Houston, North Carolina, and Purdue, they are the top seeds in the men's bracket. South Carolina, the number one women's seed. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State Farm getting a new CEO, John Farney, current president of the Bloomington-based company, replacing CEO retired Michael Tipsord. Farney has been with State Farm since 1993 and is an alumnus of Illinois State University. Juvenile detention centers in Illinois running out of room, presenting serious challenges. The center is meant to provide temporary detention services to juveniles before their cases go through the state court system, but the prolonged closure of Sangamon County Juvenile Detention Center in Springfield because of a deadly incident at a Franklin County center being closed over staffing shortages. It's been quite the run for Illinois Ambruster Manufacturing Company, the family-owned tent company, closing after nearly a century and a half of business in Chatham. It's part of a sale to the Roto-Rooter National franchise. We'll move into Ambruster's space along I-55 this summer. Fourth-generation family owner Heller Ambruster says the timing was right because he was faced with an aging, skilled workforce. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is exciting, man.
Yeah, baby. Go
Illini. Come on, man. I mean, this is, well, I'll let the music do the talking, please.
We are the champions, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
NCAA is next after the Illini win the Big Ten Tournament Championship. It's hard to win those. We've won two of the last four. That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk all about it with former Illini Rob Judson coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's going to be fun.
Awesome.
Our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, they work every day to improve the health of community members across the region. If you're looking for an opportunity to serve others in a supportive environment, visit carl.org/careers.
All right, Mr. Greg Solier, there's a lot of electricity on this cold March 18. How are you, sir?
I'm well in a warmer climb, but tell you what, we'll be heading right back into the thick of it, as in there's still a fair amount of winter on the weather maps and charts for the sections of the Midwest. And we're seeing some of that this morning over some parts of the air. A few flakes fluttering on by. Nobody believed me last week when we were talking about it. And there they are out of the McLean County area, northern parts of Champaign County, and scattered across a good part of east central Illinois, western Indiana. Healthy lake snows coming down through South Bend, Mishawaka, Fort Wayne, and vicinity. And if that's not enough for you, there'll be probably a band of accumulating snow later on, probably Wednesday night, Thursday, that'll be lurking just north and east of us here, maybe up towards the Kankakee, and then east into parts of Indiana, north of maybe West Lafayette, the potential for some accumulating snows in that time frame. Yes, I know you heard me correct, coming off these balmy winter days across the Midwest. And we'll get back into it, but more of a fluctuation and up and down type pattern here in the next 10 to 15 days. 30 now, Willard in Savoy, 29 at Rantoul. We only can muster up 38 today with a mostly cloudy sky, increasing northwest wind, flurry or two around this morning, and a sprinkle this afternoon. We'll bottom out tonight at 25. The skies turn partly cloudy tomorrow, rather windy. Wilder, we go back in the other direction by some 20 degrees at 57 with sunshine and a southwest wind gusting close to 40 miles per hour. We'll officially clock into the spring season tomorrow night at 10:06 in the evening. Not as cold, lows around freezing. Sunshine, windy, chillier for the day on Wednesday at 46. Increasing clouds Thursday with a high up to 45, then Thursday night into Friday. Some rain here, probably ending with a rain snow mix by Friday morning, and some accumulations not too far north and east of us. Later in the day on Friday, highs 45 to 50. Back up to 50 Saturday, 53 Sunday, late Sunday into Monday. Showers and thunderstorms on the increase. And by this time next week in the afternoon, highs will top 60 degrees.
Hey.
For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey, so is Syracuse, New York going to get 2 feet of snow? What the world is that?
And it is doing just that out there right now. That's round one. At least some snow showers and flurries will be a more significant winding up of a system out there. So, yeah, if you are, I presume there's tournament action out there.
Oh, yeah, there's tournaments out there in Brooklyn. They're all over the East Coast. And you've got Charlotte, North Carolina. I mean, there's a lot of there. I mean, we're going to Omaha Wednesday. They play Thursday, but I'm wondering that direction on Wednesday night, Thursday, is that going to be?
issue. That's right. If I can grab that, and if you got a second dig up here exactly what we're looking
There'll
at
be
here.
People driving to Omaha for these games. There's no doubt about
that's
it.
That's true.
Illinois there's probably going to be a band of some accumulating snow probably centered on Omaha, the Black Hills, Omaha, and then southeast towards St. Louis on one corridor, another one from the Twins down into, maybe the Indianapolis area. That's the one we'll keep an eye out for. But that is in that Wednesday, Thursday time frame.
Wow.
With lake snows and a system snow system, snow feature, a storm system making its way in that Wednesday, Thursday time frame out towards Syracuse as well. And even where you don't get weather action for whatever's going on in the southeastern states, severe weather there with showers and thunderstorms over the northern and eastern part of the country into next week. Cold and wet and snowing, rainy in the middle part of the country here and westward. Showers and thunderstorms heavy and severe. There's an impressive weather system coming up this way Monday, Tuesday next week. So whatever direction you go in, adjust your travel plans accordingly for weather.
We'll be tracking, my friend, with you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. Yay. I always play this. It's so fun.
Exactly.
We're part of it. You are looking live, ladies and gentlemen, on Omaha, Nebraska. You might want to consider the weather. I think the team practices there Wednesday.
Okay.
They have court time, and it's all structured and all official. I mean, if you heard any of the Big Ten postgame, it's all structured. All right, we're going to take questions now for the student athletes. Front left, second person. Okay, go. It's just really formal.
Mm-hmm. Once again, good afternoon. We'll start the Illinois press conference with an opening statement from head coach Brad Underwood. Go ahead, coach.
Yeah, what a great feeling. My hat's off to Wisconsin. Why are they good? They'll make a lot of noise. You know, when you're part of something that's really special, and that's this league, when you accomplish something like this, you really appreciate it. You don't take it for granted. This league's very, very good. To come here and have three games that were all a little bit different, and then to have the confetti fall at the end, I couldn't be prouder of these guys. And I'm glad they get to experience that feeling and hoist that trophy. And we talk about it a lot. We don't take this tournament for granted, and we're coming here to win and play. And I thought the game was as good a college basketball game as you want to see, ebbs and flows. And, you know, we just happened to make a few plays down the stretch to pull away.
Thank you, Coach. We will start with questions for the student athletes. First question right here in the front row.
Coleman, feels like he's playing some of your best basketball right now. How do you guys feel? What do you think you showed going to yourselves and everybody else going into the NCAA tournament?
I feel good right now. I feel like I still could have played better this tournament, shooting the ball. I feel like we made some crucial adjustments in all the games we played, and that's what won us these games, and that's what it's going to come down to in March. So, you know, just staying ready for whatever opponent we have next, and staying dialed into those details and being ready to make adjustments on the fly whenever we need to, because, you know, we only got one shot now, you know, and if we lose, we go home. So just staying dialed in and staying attention to details is what's going to take to win. So
next question, middle, second row.
Marcus, you come here for 1 year. You get one chance to kind of do all this. What's this mean to you to get this moment in Minneapolis and have all the confetti falling?
Yeah, it means everything. You know, my college career, I haven't gotten a ring yet. So to come here and get the ring, you know, this is the conversations, the visions I had with Coach during the recruiting process, and we came here and got the job done.
Well, that's a little of the pressure with Marcus Damask, Coleman Hawkins, Brett Under. We got more coming up.
So sounds good.
Stand by. Can't play enough of this morning.
Ready for a trip to Omaha then. Thursday, 2:10, taking on number 14, Morehead State, and we are a number 3 seed.
Yep, 3 seed taking on Morehead State. They've got a 6'7", 230-pound guard. Hmm. So I don't know who guards him, but not Terrence. Because that sounds like foul trouble to me. Anyway, Morehead State lost by one at Indiana, got beat handily at Penn State and another Big Ten team.
I see.
Or favored. I mean, we're 3 versus a 14. Mm-hmm. But believe me, you, You can lose the first game. You can lose the second game. I mean, you can win them, but you can lose them. I mean, we saw first time all year. No, I'm sorry. It was like on Friday when we played Ohio State, we were down like 12. Second half, down 12. And that was the third time all year we were down double digits. So it just didn't happen. So three games in a row, we're down double digits, including 15 down, 15-17 against Nebraska. And we played in that second half on Saturday like, I don't know what, 58-36? Is that what we did? We pounded Nebraska. We were unbelievable in the second half. It was like, okay, decision time. Well, what did you tell them? I didn't say anything. I called timeout to stop the momentum, and at some point, somebody's got to step up and say, we want to do this.
Right.
And Quincy Guerrier did it. He started getting vocal. By the end of the timeout, everybody was pretty positive, and they just ratcheted it up, and you saw what can happen. You have Terrence Shannon with the basketball going toward the basket downhill. Good luck.
Yeah.
You could be standing there ready for him, and he still weaves around
you. I know.
He is lightning quick and super fast. Really,
and 40 points on that game, right?
I think he ends up the second leading scorer ever in the history of the Big Ten basketball tournament. Yeah. He had 102.
Whoa.
In three games. It was also Wisconsin's fourth game. Wisconsin was tough. I mean, they were really good.
That's a lot of playing for those Badgers. Woo!
So,
and they look like they're, what, a number five seed?
Well, they got a five.
Nebraska's an eight seed, it looks like.
Yep.
Northwestern got in.
No, they were all expected. The nine
seed.
We got six teams in.
Okay.
All expected. And, yeah, we got Northwestern's a nine. Illinois's a three. Michigan State's a nine. Kind of a bubble team, really. Purdue, of course, a one, as expected. Nebraska's an eight. I like Nebraska.
Yep.
I mean, Casey Tominaga, is he not? He's number one, absolutely the favorite basketball player in Japan. And how do I say this? Casey Tominaga wouldn't get picked in PE. He just doesn't look like he is what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like, I don't think he shaves. He looks like he's 14. You can't stop him.
I know it.
He's amazing basketball.
A little Energizer Bunny here at the State Farm Center.
Well, he scored 31 on us here.
He was just all over the place.
You can say
the fadeaway jumpers and
he
was just like Elastic Man or something.
No, he went crazy against Indiana. I mean, those guys. It was 33-27. Nebraska's beating Indiana, and the halftime score was 50-27. They scored 17 straight points. And Casey Tominaga hit a 30-footer at the buzzer, and then the crowd just reacts to him.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I like Fred Hoiberg a lot. I think he's a seemingly great man, and Brad loves him. I mean, he's one of his closest friends.
And of course, in the Midwest bracket, Purdue is the number one seed, along with in the East, UConn. South has Houston, and West has North Carolina as the number one seed. I was just so happy that Purdue lost in overtime by a point.
Yeah.
Go Wisconsin!
They're certainly going to try and do better than last year. But it's interesting if anybody's into kind of checking comparisons and parallels. The Virginia path from 2019 and Purdue's path is exactly the same. Virginia lost to a 16, won the national championship the next year. But along the way, they were doing the same things. Got beat in the tournament, did in the Big Ten tournament, ACC tournament. It's very interesting, the Virginia-Purdue parallels.
Mm.
And Purdue could win it all.
There's okay.
There's no doubt about it. All right, our weather brought to you by Busey. For over 150 years, Busey member FDIC.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of a Saturday, real roller coaster ride of temperatures and weather continuing on for this week and probably into next week as well. Increasingly active and moisture laden. Two across much of the Midwest and East Central Illinois included. For today, breezy, cold, mostly cloudy. Yeah, those were a couple of snow flurries you might have seen come on by. They'll be with us in spots this morning. A sprinkle this afternoon, just 38 the expected high, 10 below average for a change. That northwest wind at 12 to 22 and gusty. Partly cloudy, colder tonight. Widespread readings down into the mid-20s with a diminishing northwest and west wind. For the day tomorrow, turning rather windy and milder in the afternoon. Mostly sunny up to 57 there. There's a 20-degree swing on a west-southwest wind gusting to 35 miles per hour. Down to 33 to 4 tomorrow night. Chillier for the day on Wednesday at 46. Some rain in spots late Thursday night. That'll have some snow mixed in by Friday morning. 45 the high on Thursday. 52 on Friday. Highs over the weekend in the lower 50s. More rain late Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
All right, stand by. More on the tournament bracket. Rob Judson, he's a former Illini, former assistant coach here. Awesome guy. That's coming up in 10 minutes. Talk about those brackets. It is 7:20 in Champaign-Urbana.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
NASDAQ says all systems are now operating normally and that it's resolved its earlier matching engine issues. Matching engines are software systems that match buy and sell orders on an exchange. It first alerted customers about a problem on its website just before 5 a.m. Eastern. Google parent Alphabet shares are jumping in the pre-market after a Bloomberg report that Apple is in talks to build Google's Gemini artificial intelligence engine into the iPhone. The report says the negotiations are about licensing Gemini for some new features coming to the iPhone software this year, and that the terms or branding of an AI agreement or how it would be implemented have not been decided. It also says it's unlikely any deal would be announced until June, when Apple plans to hold its annual conference of developers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Interesting people are talking to Will Kane.
I said, what do I call you? I call you Dwayne, I call you The Rock. He said, now that I own it, I can call you The Rock.
Yes, I own it now, you can call me The Rock.
Our next guest needs no introduction. It is Dr. Jordan Peterson, my old friend and frenemy, Stephen A. Smith.
What is going on here? I see the Will Kane show in the background. I see the microphone.
Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com. And get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Are you tired of shivering in the winter? Look no further than your local heroes at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. Hi, this is Gina inviting you to give us a call at 217-352-5400 to book your appointment to make sure your furnaces run safely and efficiently this winter. We've been proudly locally owned and operated and have been serving our community for over 50 years. ABC, always be comfortable. Call me, 217-352-5400, to book your appointment today or go to abcheatingandac.com.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now, and Illini fans who renew their season tickets by February 1st are eligible to win amazing prizes, memorabilia, and experiences. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th against Michigan. Visit FightingIllini.com for more information.
Join us for the third annual Inspire Your Wedding Showcase at the Orpheum, Saturday, March 23rd, 2 to 5 p.m. in Champaign, Illinois. With the passion for the wedding industry, I wanted to bring a different format to Central Illinois vendors and couples. Our premier wedding expo is an interactive, immersive, and inspirational experience to connect, learn, and book wedding vendors, as well as learn new 2024 trends, get inspired table design looks, bridal, groom, mom fashion ideas, and walk away with a swag bag filled with goodies. Head to inspireyour.com to get your showcase ticket.
Brad, what encouraged you most about how your team played this weekend heading into the NCAA tournament?
Resiliency, toughness, fight. It was a little bit different every night. I love that. A great defensive second half yesterday, the one yesterday. I thought today it was swings and emotion and really, really good offense. And, you know, you shoot 62% today in the second half. I thought that we got through kind of the first game, maybe a little nervousness and a little sloppy, but yeah, it was you're going to have some of those, and I just love our resiliency today.
No question about it. And I wonder if Wisconsin's thinking, Mr. Basketball, Marcus DeMast, Wisconsin Mr. Basketball from Podunk High.
Right.
I don't think Podunk High could play in the Big Skippy.
Ha-ha.
Beat you twice.
Exactly.
Marcus was great. I mean, he had
Was it 8 for 10?
I want to say he sent out a tweet saying, sorry, Wisconsin. See ya.
Well, like I mean, we've had Brandon Pazinski, so.
Right.
That was the tough one. I mean, Brandon came here and couldn't get in the lineup and then just kind of went to the NBA.
Yeah.
And he's starting for the Golden State Warriors. So, you know what? Yeah. It's not easy.
Right.
Because Brandon had to go to a place where he could play every minute, and he did, in Santa Clara. And then who'd have thunk he'd have been that good?
Right.
I mean, Brian Cardinal left here. He was at Unity. I didn't care he went to Purdue because I said, as long as he didn't turn into Larry Bird, that's fine. Well, he turned into Larry Bird.
Yes, he did.
And he beat us 9 straight times. So those things, it's not, hey, listen, if it was easy, everybody'd be doing
right.
it. Right. It is tough. All right, it's to evaluate and pick guys, but Marcus Dumask, another great game. I mean, Terrence Shannon Jr. is, if his legal stuff can get figured out, he's totally an NBA first rounder. There's
yeah.
just no doubt.
Yeah.
I think, thank
goodness he saw a way through the legal stuff.
Well, it was a judge, and then the administration said, "Well, we've got to reinstate him," according to what the judge. Anyway, it's something that'll come out in May and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad was asked about it at the end of the press conference.
Oh, hey,
last question said, I mean, he's scoring all the points and nobody can talk to him. I mean, what he said? Listen, the university has set a lot of these guidelines. I just coach who's on them. It's mm-hmm. what he says mm-hmm. because. Obviously, you get asked about it, and then all of it, so they just, he's not available.
Right.
And it's the right move at this point, because somebody would be laying low for him, ready to mm-hmm. come after him mm-hmm. for something. So, all right, so we'll see what happens to that, but he's a first-rounder NBA if his legal stuff can get figured out. And then I think Coleman Hawkins gets drafted, probably second round. But Iowa DeSumo went second round, mm-hmm. got a couple of $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
So
he had one of his highest scoring games inside the last few days with the Bulls.
Iowa's, taking Damn. Advantage of, having opportunities
because
guys get hurt.
Yes.
But, Iowa's had done quite well. But, Quincy Guerrier, how important has Quincy been? How important has, Marcus Dumask? I mean, Southern Illinois, okay, I got a three-point shooter. Good. Make your shots. And he turns into that.
4 years at SIU from Wappen, Wisconsin.
I said Podunk High. Wappen's a very small area, so exactly. they didn't believe he was that good. And, the other defense, there's no other Power Five that really went. I mean, Southern Illinois, which is a fine basketball school, but to turn into what he turned in, Illinois couldn't. There's just no way.
One of a handful of players with 2,000 college points.
Yeah, but I think a 10 on the human being side. I mean, he and Luke Goody are very good friends. And Luke, by the way, will be on today. He said, again, in quotes, today, because who knows?
You're right.
I don't know if they can have a day off. Is there time to have a day off for a Thursday game?
Yeah, that's true.
Scouting reports started an hour after the press conference. Brad said in an hour from now, we'll be all over Morehead State.
And that's a 2:10 start, by the way.
2:10 in Omaha, and mm-hmm. there's weather. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but there's snow.
Yeah.
So a team's got to figure out the team plane and figure out when to dance and get in there. But an hour flight maybe to Omaha from here. It's not very far. So they'll get that going. They'll get there when they're supposed to. And then they have assigned times and lockers. And I mean, this is the show.
Yeah.
This is the dance.
How
this is
exciting.
It really is. All right, 728. If you like pizza, let's celebrate with Jets.
Jets Pizza with two locations, 1907 West Springfield Avenue and at 512 South Neal Street in Champaign.
Yep. If you would like $50 to eat there, I've got those for free available at ghoststever.com right now. $50 bill. This sounds good to have a Jets Pizza today.
And maybe you could get it for the office and have fun on your Thursday afternoon.
Yeah, you could gather around while you work.
A little March Madness.
As everybody, the work productivity Thursday, Friday, they might as well be holiday.
I know.
Yeah, I'm working in this cubicle over here where I got the game on my phone.
It used to be that you could shrink the screen or whatever very quickly and have another mock screen up to act like you're working.
I mean, enjoy. It's just, it's fun. And everybody is alive in the pools and the brackets until Sunday.
Right.
And then they're out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know what to tell you. Rob Judson will have some ideas as to who might be some sleepers. I know he likes one team. We'll see what he says about that. That'll be coming up. Rob Judson played at Illinois. He was really part of the enormous turnaround from not so good in mid-70s to you know, being ranked number one for a day before losing. We beat Michigan State, and Eddie Johnson, Rob was on that team. Rob still holds a record in Illinois basketball history that hasn't been broken. We'll touch on that coming up as well.
Okay, good.
Again, Jets Pizza's $50 bill. Go to GhostSteever.com. GhostSteever.com if you want to join. If you're not joining our club, you can do that, and then you get chances to win stuff like this. $50 to, we'll do four of them today from Jets Pizza.
Sounds good.
GhostSteever.com. All of our guests appear on the Tavern's Towing phone line. All the texts come into the Fish Fisher National Bank text line. And you can text us if you are so inclined. You have thoughts about Illinois. Boys will be on this afternoon. Derek should be back from Minneapolis, I think. Pretty long drive. Probably coming back today. Anyway, Lante for sure.
And Kyle Tosca's back from spring break.
Yeah, kids, imagine taking spring break.
I know.
Oh, come on. Again, it's 217-359-2255. Pretty bouncy today in my Hokas tennis shoe from Body and Soul. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back at 7:30. Rob Judson coming up next.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The U.S. Supreme Court set to hear arguments later this morning on if the Biden administration went too far by pressuring social media sites to take down content. Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt filed an original lawsuit when he was the state's AG.
Some of the highest ranking government officials in our country colluding and coercing with some of the biggest social media companies in the world to suppress millions of posts. Posts related to the Hunter Biden laptop story, the origins of COVID, the lab leak.
A Republican earlier on Fox and Friends. It's a busy week for President Biden visiting Texas, Arizona, and Nevada. Spring rushes in tomorrow night, but not before one final blast on the last day of winter.
16 in Fargo, 26 in Chicago. Cold enough for snow, by the way, across portions of the Midwest and the Northeast.
Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity launching the Innovation Voucher Program that could help stimulate economic growth. State leaders hope the $3 million in funding will encourage private companies to partner with public universities. Key industries the program targeting include agricultural, technology, energy, and healthcare. Global producer of food and industrial ingredients says it'll invest $400 million at its Decatur manufacturing facility. Company leaders with Primient say the financial shot of the arm will focus on infrastructure and operations, including for its feed German drying process, also hope to provide additional training and development for employees. This summer, millions of cicadas emerging simultaneously across the U.S. They are a part of a group called Brood 4 species that appear every 13 years in the Southwest. Another group made of three species that appear every 17 years in northern Illinois. Researchers say that means part of the state will get hit with a double whammy of the apprising bugs. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Weather brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window.
Kramer Siding and Window, your premier provider for home improvement, specializing in siding, window, doors, roofing, outdoor living. Visit KramerSiding.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Freeze Central Illinois, Champaign and Vanderbilt, Saturday, ups and downs on temperature. No shortage of moisture around, and increasingly so for the weekend and into next week. And it's a typical spring setup across the area, of which we'll clock in tomorrow evening to the springtime season at 10:06. For the day today, winter-like days worth of weather. 38, 10 below average with a flurry around this morning and a sprinkle this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a stiff northwest wind down to 25 for tonight. Sunshine, windy mild tomorrow afternoon. Highs at 57. That southwest wind will gust to 35 miles per hour. Down near freezing tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, windy, chillier for the day on Wednesday. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Some rain in here late Thursday. Thursday night into Friday. We'll likely have some snow mixed into it to our north and east through late Thursday night and and Friday morning with highs up to 45 on Thursday. Low 50s for Friday and into the weekend. More rain ahead late Sunday to Monday. By early next week, temperatures climb back up into the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Yes, sir. It's March Madness. It's NCAA. It's tournament time.
Let's go.
Illinois will play in Omaha Thursday at 2:10, you said?
Yes.
It's Morehead State. If we were to get past Morehead State, it's Utah or who's the other one? Hold on. Utah or Duquesne.
Okay.
Duquesne's like 31-3 or something. I think. Ladies and gentlemen, cue the band. Legendary Illinois basketball star and coach and just all-around good guy, Rob Johnson. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning. It's great to hear you. It's great to hear that music. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I concluded here that, I think it's coming up on 40 years I've been talking to you.
Well, I don't talk about years anymore. I talk about eras. I go with the eras. So yeah, it's been a while. As a player, it was the Magic Johnson era, and knowing you all that time has been great. And I just want to say, I don't know if there is a radio host in the country that is in as fit as you are. I mean, your workout regimen is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. True. No wonder you have so much energy anymore.
That's right.
I've been doing CrossFit.
Good on you, Stevie.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, Rob is just the same. You look at Rob Judson, you go, there's nothing changed about this guy. By the way, you still hold the season record for free throw percentage.
I don't know if somebody's passed me or not. There was I don't know if I shot enough of them, but I do know that the free throw line was about the only place I could get open. So I had to make them when I was there.
I think, wasn't it 95% you made in a season? Something like that. It was unbelievable.
Man.
It was a different game at that time. No threes, no shot clock. So making free throws, it's important today. It was really important then.
Yeah. Well, it's Rob Judson. He's now assistant at Illinois State in Bloomington Normal.
Yes.
So the ISU Redbirds.
Go Redbirds.
Played pretty well down the stretch, I know, but yeah, couldn't get past Evansville in the tournament in St. Louis, but you guys are improving, aren't you?
We did. We did better at the end of the year. We had a nice stretch. We had a great win at Indiana State.
Ooh, that's a good win.
Who's a very good team, and it's a shame they weren't picked at large in the NCAA. There's a number of teams that are really in a tough spot today because they didn't make it, and most certainly could have. But, we made some improvement, and we have to keep building it. So today is the first day of the portal, Stevie. So in college basketball, it's all hands on deck today.
All right. So this is when kid can say, I want to leave. I want to come check the deals out and
exactly.
All these things. Improve my status or position or money, whatever it might be. Today it opens up?
Today it opens up. It goes for 45 days all the way through May 1st.
Well, some guys, because there's going to be over 1,000 people looking.
Yep.
Some people, it's like musical chairs. There's not enough spots, right?
And there's a lot of athletes that really get left out at the end, and that's going to really become a factor as we move through this year by year. But it's a very interesting time in college basketball, and whatever level you're at, it presents all sorts of different issues. And if you look at the Missouri Valley and the Big Ten, the some of the top players in the Missouri Valley last year are making a huge impact in the Big Ten, one being at Illinois with Marcus DeMass.
Yeah.
He's really helped the Illini. Lance Jones has helped the Purdue Boilermakers unbelievably. Rink Mast at Nebraska, Ben Cricky at Iowa. And so that trend, I'm afraid, is going to continue.
So when you're at ISU, your guy might just go off to a Big Ten school, and now that's just part of life, right?
It's just part of it. It really is. And it's a situation that has opened up a lot of different variables when you're looking at your roster and when you're recruiting. And it's really important that you do your best to maintain some continuity with your roster and to have your best guys stay. But it's hard to fight when you're looking at the NIL aspect that goes into it as well. And the opportunity to play at a high major school.
And sometimes it's not enough.
If
Eastern Illinois pays the guy, they still might not come because the exposure is not going to be the same, right?
Exactly. There's a lot of factors, a lot of different factors, and you know it's really wide open because the NCAA has opened it in terms of being able to move to multiple schools, and so. Being able to play at three different schools during your career is not going to be unusual at all in college basketball.
So, tournament bracket, I think 8 or 10 teams are legitimate as far as potentially winning the thing. Are there that many? I mean, this is a crapshoot, isn't it?
It is. It is, and it always is. You know, it's just the one game. It's not like the NBA where you play 7 games, and usually over 7 games, the best team will win out. But it's just a one game opportunity, and if you're not at your best, then you're knocked out. And there's some very, very interesting matchups as you look through the bracket. And how about the East, where the Illini are?
Mm-hmm.
The first 4 seeds are all conference tournament champs.
Wow!
Talk about a tough matchup with UConn, Iowa State, Auburn, and the Illini all winning their conference tournaments and seeded 1, 2, 3, 4 in the same region.
Man. Okay, so do you see anything in the East? I mean, UConn, obviously, pretty tough. But, man, I mean, Illinois playing like they did, particularly second half Nebraska, was stunning how good they were. And Iowa State, aren't they like 10-4 in quad one? I mean, they're real good. And they beat Houston by like 30 the other day. I couldn't believe it.
It's a tough bracket. And the Illini are playing very, very well right now. They can score the ball, Stevie, and that's tremendously important as you go through the tournament. You want to have that firepower, and the Illini do. So they have a good first round matchup with Morehead State. You always have to be on your toes in that first round, and then BYU or Duquesne. My good friend Keith Dambrut has brought Duquesne. How about Duquesne for the first time since like 1977
wow.
to the NCAA tournament?
Wow.
So you just have to be ready to play your best basketball, have to have your guys playing at a high level, and you want to be sure that you get to that free throw line. I'm always reminded in the NCAA tournament of that year we had, we were in the Elite Eight with Bill Self's team and playing Arizona, 56 free throws Arizona shot. It was an NCAA record. Yeah.
What was the foul discrepancy that day? Come on.
It was too big. Yeah, it was too big. It was too big of a discrepancy.
I remember.
And that was a very good team. But I think this Illini team is right there and looking really good after winning that Big Ten tournament with a lot of momentum. And it should be an exciting NCAA path for them.
In the West, it's North Carolina the 1, Arizona the 2, Baylor the 3, Alabama the 4. Anything stand out there?
Well, Baylor is always good because of their defense. But here's a team that you have to watch out for in the West is Nevada.
Hmm.
You know, I think it was either 5 or 6 teams in that Mountain West Conference that made the tournament. And they're a very, very good team. They can score the ball. Here's another one, Grand Canyon.
Hmm.
Watch out for Grand Canyon. They have one of the top players in their league, Tyon Grant Foster, who has a lot of firepower, and they're a very dangerous team.
Hmm.
So all these brackets, Stevie, they all present their different issues and their different problems as you approach each game. Just have to be playing at your best.
You bet. And in the South, it's Houston's the 1. Marquette, the two. I don't know if they have that lefty guy that beat us available yet. The three in the West is Kentucky, and four is Duke. So, again, Houston, I thought, was playing off the charts until Iowa State got them. I thought they were looking like the team. But, boy, they're probably favored there, Rob. Do you see anything in that in the South?
Houston plays unbelievable defense. They are a tremendous defensive team. There are times when they have trouble scoring, so that may be an issue as they move through it. Kentucky, we played Kentucky this year, and they have some tremendous firepower on that team. Their issue has been their defense because they've allowed teams to score a lot of points against them. But Kentucky is certainly a team with enough talent that could make a deep run out of that South region.
And the Midwest, I mean, this is, I was talking before you got on about the parallels between Virginia losing to the 16 win of the national championship. The same things are kind of lining up for Purdue. They win the league, lose in the tournament in the semis. Same thing happened. They lost to a 16 last year. Can Purdue run the table, Rob?
Purdue can. And the thing that has tripped up Purdue the last couple years has been their shooting as they've gotten into the tournament. You know, you really have to focus on trying to stop Edie in the post, and their guards are going to need to be consistent with their outside shooting. And sometimes that's what happens in an NCAA tournament game. You don't have a great day shooting, and that trips you up. The other team that's very good in that region is South Carolina. South Carolina and in the SEC with Lamont Paris as their coach has done tremendous. And they play very good defense. They can score the ball, good rebounding team. So they're a team that can move through the bracket as well.
I remember years ago, Rob told me he really likes this Tulsa team. This guy, Bill Self, was their coach. And I think they made the Final Eight that year, Tulsa did, before Bill came here. And any other sleepers? Did you say New Mexico you kind of liked?
New Mexico is very athletic, another team out of that Mountain West. They're in the West Division. And as I mentioned, Grand Canyon is a team that could prove to be very dangerous as the tournament goes on there. You have an interesting situation at Long Beach State where Dan Munson agreed that this would be the last year, and they win their tournament, and they're playing Arizona in the first round. So there's a lot of games that present a lot of different scenarios, Stevie, and that's what makes it so much fun. Makes it fun for the fans, and it just puts a lot of stress on you as a coach.
Is Gonzaga got anything left? Because everybody's saying, oh, they're five or something, so they're still good.
They're still good. They're probably not at the level where they were a one or two seed as they have been in the past, but still a team that's dangerous and they have the ability to score the ball as well. So their first round matchup against McNeese is a team that won 30 games this year. Oof. In their conference, and they're a team too. You look at that 5-12 matchup.
Yeah.
That's always been one where the 12 seed has done some damage.
It's Rob Judson on the Tavern's Joint phone line. A few more minutes here on ESPN 93.5. So, last year in the Final Four, if anybody remembers, Florida Atlantic and San Diego State. Unbelievable. Do you think we have a year where it could be something like that, where a couple of names pop up and jump in there?
It's always a possibility. I do have a feeling this year, though, that you're going to see a lot more of the traditional high major power teams that are going to move through the tournament. So, we'll see. We'll see how that works out, but it's what makes it exciting when you have some of those teams like Florida Atlantic last year, like San Diego State, that went on a run and presented a lot of problems for the teams that they were playing.
Well, you've been in the postseason a lot in your career, Rob. Is there a secret to getting ready for this?
You really have to maintain a day-to-day focus, which is hard to do because everybody wants to look ahead at the next game and who's down the line. But with your players, it's really a paradox because you have no tomorrow because the only thing that matters is the game you're playing today. So you have to bring that focus and that energy every single day. And yet when you win, you can really have no celebration because you have to move on to the next game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very mindset-oriented situation that you have to work with on your team. Playing in the moment is a huge key, and you see those teams that can keep that focus on a day-to-day basis and a game-to-game basis are the ones that usually move forward.
All right, so...
I was looking at some of the trends when it comes to our brackets, and when the Big East found out yesterday that 321 teams, Providence, Seton Hall, and St. John's, were all snubbed by the NCAA selection committee. Talk about all these statistics and quad wins, and who does get in, Rob?
It's sometimes doesn't make much sense, right? And, you know, you look at Virginia, who is going to play in the first four, and you compare them to some of those Big East teams that you mentioned that didn't make it, and you really don't see any reason why that the Big East teams didn't get in.
Mm.
But it's very hard to determine what that committee does when it comes right down to the end. And I know I saw one of the committee members on TV last night, and they just kept saying that they didn't have the spots this year, the at-large spot.
Mm.
And that always makes a difference, too, with who wins those conference tournaments.
Yeah. I think there are four surprises that bumped other teams out because they can't believe that North Carolina State. When does Zion Williamson start playing for North Carolina State? Did you see that guy? Who is that guy? I mean, he's ginormous.
Yeah, and that's what happens at tournament time. You go through that. You go through your conference tournament and get that automatic bid. That's what happened in the Mountain West with New Mexico ending up winning it. And they put how about that? They put five teams in the NCAA tournament. The Big East puts three.
Mm.
So it's it's sometimes you just never know. Mm. And once you get in, you just have to be thrilled and have to do your best and have your team ready to play at that exact moment.
Last question. When Rob Judson was on the court and Eddie Johnson made the shot, what do you remember?
You know what I remember the most is somebody after that game played the great Larry Stewart, who was our
play-by-play
radio man.
Yeah.
And the word he used was pandemonium. There's pandemonium in the assembly hall. And that is certainly what it felt like because we had built that program up. We were undefeated at that time, and it was really Coach Henson's first run where we got in the national spotlight. And so when Eddie made that shot, it was pandemonium, and that's what I remember the most. Everybody in the assembly hall was just ecstatic.
Well, the 80s might have belonged to the Illini, but it wouldn't have had that 1979 game happen. I mean, that was really the start of belief that we would have a heck of a basketball program, and you were starting that thing, man. You were starting
well, it was – it was good to be in the foundation of Coach Henson's teams, and you're right. He had some unbelievable teams in the 80s. Derek Harper, Doug Altenberger, Bruce Douglas, man, a lot of good players all the way up to the Flying Illini. So it was a good time for Illini basketball, and it's fun to watch them today because there's a lot of similarities with this team and some of the good Illini teams of the past as well.
During this conversation, we had a few texts in to 359-2255. If I remember correctly, Rob Judson was my social studies student teacher at Central High School back in the early 80s, says Megan.
Yeah, I did my student teaching at Champaign Central. There was a great group of coaches there, Tommy Stewart, Lee Caputi.
Yeah.
And it was a good start for me to be able to be around those coaches as I student taught there. So I have a good spot in my heart for Champaign Central.
Well, best social studies teacher ever.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Lee Caputi. Some people say that was a part of the formula of Brad Underwood bringing up this booty ball so much is that it goes back to those days at Central.
Well, Lee Caputi was an unbelievable defensive coach. His scores would not be very high if you were playing the Champaign Central Maroons, but you knew you were going to have a hard time scoring.
Right.
And he was a total fundamentalist, just a total fundamentalist. And he was the longest active IBCA, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association member. I think he came to 50 straight IBCA banquets, and of course I think we lost him last year, so
recently,
he was a
tremendous.
just a tremendous coach, one of those Illinois high school coaches that is certainly a legend.
Still friends with Mark Kabuti. He and I were at sixth grade basketball camp, the Lee Kabuti basketball camp in sixth grade at Unity High School.
Okay.
That's when I really started shooting the ball and scoring
Way
better.
Way to go, Stevie.
Finally, Rob Judson, again on the Tavman's Towing phone line. A pleasure getting you on and evolution of basketball and everything. But someday we'll have to talk about the impact you had on Illinois as an assistant coach, bringing in the Peoria gang, which was you and Lon Kruger. And then, of course, nobody knows the story of how you kept the 05 team together, keeping Roger Powell on campus. You were the only coach left when everybody bolted for Atlanta. That's a whole other chapter, but people don't know how impactful you were in the late 90s into that whole 05 that culminated in the national championship game appearance. But you've been big time. The Judson name, the Judson twins, the Robster, he's the man. You got it going on, my friend, and you're a better man than you are a coach, and that's saying a lot, bud.
Well, I appreciate it. Appreciate being on with you guys, and it'll be fun to pull for the Illini as they move through this this NCAA tournament here. So you guys have a great week. Enjoy all the games, and go Illini.
Thank you, Rob. Rob Judson on the Tavman's Towing phone line. Pleasure. He's a great friend and a really great basketball man. All right, let's check your weather brought to you by Urbana Park District.
And they remind you, they've got some great summer opportunities with aquatics, camps, community events, or some full-time jobs too in planning and operations. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event of Saturday, ups and downs on temperature. No shortage of moisture around, and increasingly so for the weekend and into next week. And it's a typical spring setup across the area, of which will clock in tomorrow evening to the springtime season at 10:06. For the day today, winter-like days worth of weather. 38s, 10 below average, with a flurry around this morning and a sprinkle this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with a stiff northwest wind. Down to 25 for tonight. Sunshine, windy, mild tomorrow afternoon. Highs at 50. That southwest wind gust to 35 miles per hour. Down near freezing tomorrow night, mostly sunny, windy, chillier for the day on Wednesday. Temperatures in the mid-40s. Some rain in here late Thursday night into Friday. We'll likely have some snow mixed into it to our north and east through late Thursday night and Friday morning, with highs up to 45 on Thursday. Low 50s for Friday and into the weekend. More rain ahead late Sunday to Monday. By early next week, temperatures climb back up into the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style, so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. in your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Yeah, the Rob Judson interview. Hope you enjoyed that. He mentioned Tommy Stewart. Tommy Stewart was a legendary football coach at Champion Central forever.
Right.
And one time he came up to me, and he was a man of few words, but he came up to me and said, there are three stages of life. Youth, middle age, and you're looking good.
You're looking good,
and
baby.
I am now in the looking good phase of life. Anyway, we'll break for the news. Come back again, 217-359-2255. I twitch when I see a 314. I just still go back to 1987, who remembers, when we played a little unknown team in Tennessee. They were named Austin Peay.
Austin Peay.
Nobody should ever lose to a team named Austin Peay.
Making you twitch.
And we lost the Kenny Norman team. It was a very good basketball team. Listen, we lost the Austin Peay game. In 88, we missed 6 1-and-1s and lost to Villanova in the last second.
Mm.
In 89, we went to the Final Four. We've had some tough outs.
Yeah.
Maybe we're due to make a run. Right. I don't know. I know the team's good enough. And we are connected. This is a connected team, which is huge. We're back. That's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
I'm Stevie J. It's March 18.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the